Can you spell samophile? Noun, plant or animal that thrives in a sandy area. That was the winning word at last night's Scripps National Spelling Bee.
P-S-A-M-M-O-P-H-I-L-E, samophile?
That is correct.
Yeah, give it up for the winner, eighth grader Dev Shah of Largo, Florida. Dev, welcome to the program. Are you tired today?
Yeah, but it's okay, because I know I'll get sleep this weekend and today.
You will. You know, I watched some video from the Spelling Bee last night, and I was watching you. First, you exhaled. You kind of, as you waited for the word, which is what I do before I go on the radio. And then the judge says your word, samophile. And you start to smile. I see this. Were you like, okay, I got this?
Yeah, it was a word I studied before, and I was pretty confident when I heard it.
And yet you were still kind of asking these questions, you know, can you give it to me in a sentence? There's kind of some back and forth. What's the point of that?
For that specific word, I was pretty sure of it, and I knew it was probably my last word. So I just wanted to ask everything, see what I would get.
Well, on the video, the runner-up, Charlotte Walsh, gives you a giant hug after you win. She's really very gracious. And I guess I want to ask you, I imagine, know a lot of these other finalists. Are these competitors also kind of your friends?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I met all of the finalists before at some point in some bee or this week. So I think everyone kind of just befriended each other, and that made it less of a competition.
Yeah, that was great to see. This has been a long road for you, Dev. Just 15 months ago, you missed a spot, and now you're the winner. I want to ask about your process. Do you prepare physically as well as mentally?
Yeah, I would say that one thing I did was like exercise, because that helped me take my mind off of spelling, and that in turn made me less stressed.
And you mentioned that in a TV interview this morning, is one of the keys is not just knowing how to spell, but also being able to be calm on stage. What's your advice?
So don't look too far ahead. Focus on the present, because if you look too far ahead, it will become overwhelming, and that's not good. You want to know how to think on your feet.
Yeah. You've done it 2 times before, right? Joined the Spelling Bee before winning this past year. Does it help to have been there before?
Yeah, I think it helps in anything. If you've been there before, it's just more experience. And it's like nothing was new, I guess. And that helped.
Yeah. Was there a rough moment from the previous years that you kind of learned from?
Losing my regional bee, one of the earlier stages, to the national bee. It did make me sad for a while, but at the end of the day, I was just like, it's time to move on.
Yeah. Your parents were with you last night. So excited, I'm sure. How did they support you?
My mom gave me good advice, and that helped me stay calm. And my dad would just make lists of words that I would have trouble with, and I practice them.
And I'm just curious, do you have a favorite word to spell, or a favorite kind of family of words where you're like, I love this?
I don't have a favorite word, but I do have a favorite family. It's probably just Greek, because that's where a lot of root words are. And you can, if you hear a Greek word, it's not like you have to guess it. You can just piece it together and have some reassurance at the same time.
Like samophile.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, anything else you want to say to other young adults who are listening, who might want to do this?
I guess just don't give up when you lose, because you'll inevitably have some losses, but that's okay.
We're talking to Dev Shah, who won last night the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Dev, really proud of you. Congratulations to you, and thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.